This show, the second episode, is cutting into my Skylanders time.
What were you just playing over there, Howard? What song was that? Was that 1992 Biggie?
Close. It was P. Diddy is featured on Mario Winans' I Don't Wanna Know.
I don't wanna know. Bah, 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 bah.
Keep it on the low.
Oh, how does that song
can't
go?
Take it anymore. I did not hate that one. That had the modified Ready or Not beat, if I recall, correct?
Yeah, actually, the story behind that was the Fugees had stolen it from Enya without permission.
Yes.
And then Mario
Winans. I forgot
Winans,
it was without permission.
Yeah, so ended up none of the actual members of the Fugees saw royalties from that song because their label punished them.
Good, F them.
Well, the problem was Enya's label caught up and was like, hey, this is a problem, and they worked out a deal. However,
and what was the deal?
It was that they wouldn't sue if, like, a certain percentage was paid to them. And whatever was left over, the label kept and didn't pay to the Fugees.
Poor Praz.
What?
Poor Praz. The bad
poor
one.
Poor Lauryn Hill.
The bad one. Screw Lauryn Hill.
And then,
she's the bad
she's
one.
She's a tax cheat, so I'm guessing this
I
is
I don't like Lauryn Hill. She's racist.
I have heard more than enough on that subject where where there's racist smoke, there might be racist fire.
She's like a black Donald Sterling.
Yeah.
Black female Donald Sterling.
Reference the previous episode if you don't
I
get
told
what
that you not
means.
To bring white people here.
It's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined today by Howard Flood and Arena Davitsky. In Papa's Basement's the show's website. Go there for a new episode every Monday, every Thursday, or thereabouts, as well as a bunch of my writing. You want to get a hold of us on social media, because we're cool kids. We do the social media thing. I do the Twitter. I'm going to put the in front of it so I sound
twat.
Extra loud. Extra old, rather.
I have twatter's rights.
All right. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you just let me roll with things?
Because it's not your goddamn show. How's that for a theory?
I'm pretty sure it's Arena's Basement.
I've always sensed that.
I talk, then you guys talk. There's a give and take.
Arena's Dad's Basement.
I don't want you fucking jazz riffing shit.
I'm just
going to
rip these things out and distract you.
I'll stare at your tits during the show. If you want to pull them out, that's fine. I've had tits pulled out before on air. It makes for an okay episode by my by my esteem.
This sports bra is crushing them real bad.
You've mentioned large areolas, so I'm curious to see now.
I have a good sized boob.
I don't know if the boob's that big. I like the areola being large.
Listen, we'll save that for a desperate ratings show.
Are you going to mash it against the pop filter?
One of my favorite porn
Pick
titles.
Pick up those braille bumps
on
around
the microphone. Listen to this.
One of the best porn titles I've ever seen is Areola 51.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. I respect anyone that even knows what areola means. There aren't enough people. They're just like you said earlier, you're like, I got big nips. And I'm like, what are you? You mean like you got like a baby's big toe coming out of your tit?
They're not. They don't all look like baby big toes, John.
Oh, yeah, you said a big nipple. That is, they're about the size, a rather large nip. Not everything has to be compared, I suppose, to a child's, extremity. What else? Stack of dimes. That could be a large nipple. Help me here.
A Vienna sausage?
That would be disgusting. That would be like something you would see in Hustler in a Beaver of the Month spread. Oh, Hustler.
A puppy red rocket?
I forgot what. That would also be gross. I forgot what comedian had that line. It was back during the comedy boon of the late 80s, early 90s. And he was like, Hustler's tagline should be, we don't charge you a lot. We don't pay a lot for our models. And we pass the savings on to you.
That's amazing.
It's true, though. I didn't really get that gag before, but apparently in the day, Hustler was like 99 cents.
Yeah.
Like, that was its whole...
And the girls were disgusting.
They were. Oh, God.
And they would do disgusting things.
Even when I was 11, if you gave me a Hustler, I'd be like, I don't feel right masturbating to this. What is wrong?
This picture I just took does not look right.
I am handsome right there.
I think I only looked at one issue ever. And I just saw a toe in a vagina. I was like, I'm done with this.
It was so creepy.
I think I'm going to try penis.
I'm trying to remember my hustler experiences. I just remember a lot of pubic hair years after that.
Yeah, there's
faded.
A lot of pubic hair.
For like yeah, and that's what I was actually thinking. I've probably seen one hustler in my life.
A lot of pubes and not big tits. Like, just the proportions weren't right on the women.
I see that in a lot of Japanese porn, a lot of bush.
Well, that's a cultural thing. They don't have it over there. Like, it's exotic.
What do you have, the Parkinson's
hot.
Over there? What's going on
shaking.
With you?
No big deal.
What are you having to withdraw?
If you want to smear some embryos on a cracker or whatever the hell they do to calm that shit, what is it? You get placenta injected into your brain?
Oh, does that work?
I think so. I think that works.
Oh, yeah. No, it's got to be like, well, it's too late for us, but they're starting to save people's umbilical cords. Like, babies can have that as like a resource for stem
yeah,
cells.
Yeah,
I got a real dried one in my little baby photo album. I'm okay. Just
that's
just leave it a cup full of water. Let it rehydrate. I'll be fine in a couple of minutes. By the way, the rest of the plugs, inpapasbasement.com/iTunes. Go there to subscribe to us via, you guessed it, iTunes. And rate us, please. That's the big way to get the show any sort of traction, which we so sorely lack. inpapasbasement.com/Stitcher to do the same using the Stitcher app if you are a big mobile phone user. And Howard is at what the F and Heezy on Twitter. He can do that via Twitter. It's amazing. And what? Mile High Jew for Arena.
Mile High Jew.
For Instagram and Twitter. There you go. All the plugs out of the way. Back to Parkinson's. Back to our Parkinson's break that we planned. No, I got nothing. This is where you open your mouths.
Parkinson's
see,
shake,
Arena,
shake break.
That's how it works. If I say back to that and then I just go.
Feel time.
That's
feel
how that radio magic works.
Jump in.
Yeah.
Well, it's like if an outfielder is going up, he's got his glove up. You don't run from second base and knock him out of the way and be like, nah, I had that shit. Just wait for the time I'm like talking to Poon in the stands and you're like, oh, I got to cover
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but like in that sense, I'm going to remember to knock that guy over. I'm not going to remember in a minute, possibly, the brilliant thing that popped into my head.
You can work on that, by the way.
You just got to let some of those things go. I think one thing I've noticed on this show is I got to let
some things go. It happens all the time. Like, no joke.
Yeah, Howard,
I'll have
some things go.
Not this episode. We have maybe 12 minutes of prep. For this one, we got nothing. I'm just putting that out there right now. So if by like 35 minutes, it's just on fumes, you've been warned. All right. You've been warned in advance.
That's when it's just going to be me talking and trying out my different Beyonce impressions.
Oh, God, just you doing characters. Fucking kill me now. Just take the microphone, cram it in my asshole.
Oh, my God, we can fucking cuss. I haven't been on a fucking cursing show in a while.
Until it knocks out my teeth. But Howard's right. You do have to let it go, whatever the...
Let it go.
There you go. Yeah. See, a nice little...
It's like a Dina Menzel's right
song.
Here. Yeah.
In his Frozen episode last week.
I already forgot.
A lot of times, I'll have many, many prep things that just go to shit because throughout the week, I email myself. And I'm like, well, do this on the show, do this on the show. And they all build up. And then I click each email and copy and paste them into a notepad file. And then however far we got, that was the show. And the rest of it, I don't fucking like.
Wait, this is things
them.
That really happen or these are things you wish you
no,
did?
That's how I do the show prep. I email myself all the time or I send or I keep a notepad file, which just came to me. We might have some hidden show prep. Oh, we do.
This nice. Guy on Tinder we just do. Asked me if I'm a late bloomer because
you don't have tits.
He's like, probably. Because he's like 10 years younger than me. He's probably like, what's this old bitch doing on Tinder? Nobody wants to see her old titties.
Don't even start me on how we missed just by this much.
All the good stuff.
The best college fucking that's occurred since 1968.
I thought it was dirty when I was in college, when I was an undergrad.
It was nothing when we were in college. These kids today.
They are Eiffel Towering.
They fucking set their Tinders to like a 3-mile radius from college campus so they don't really have to like fuck townies or whatever.
Right.
And they just, it's like a key party. But online, it's just flipping through like, I'd fuck you, I'd fuck you, I'd fuck you. Oh, you're two floors up. It's like straight Grindr.
Yeah, it's exactly. Amazing. I'm so glad this is a thing now. I've been asking Grindr to make a straight version for years.
In the real world, people just aren't that promiscuous for the most part. And it really has failed Tinder to achieve the straight Grindr-ness that it wants. but on a college campus, it really has. And it's all upside. You're fucking college girls. Like, sure, they don't know their ass from their elbow in bed, but, like, they're so perky.
And tight.
Fucking 2 years ago, their parents were telling them what time to go to bed. And now they're sucking your dick. How are you going to last more than 10 seconds thinking about that?
Are you sure you don't want to go to grad school? I mean, grad school really is.
It is just college plus.
Except you're the, like, older experienced guy that, like, is going to be the change-up to their fastball, if you get what I'm
saying. And they really need someone to guide them. They're looking for that
it's
mentorship.
It's so easy. I wouldn't even try to fuck to impress anymore. Not that I can. Like, I'm so out of shape.
I know. I'm so done with those days. It's like, I'm doing what I need to, and if you come, good for you.
No, it's like, with me, it's like, I'll just get, you know, with the girlfriend. I'm just like, yeah, did you get off? Okay, I'm going to come super fucking fast. It's like, you already came. How are you even going to bitch about this? Like I went down for 20 minutes. If I last fucking 3.5 minutes pounding you from behind, that's all gravy on your end. And it's just me taking care of what I got to take care of. But yeah, if I were on a college campus, with the ease you can get these chicks, and no one socializes in a meaningful way anymore.
Yeah.
No one's actually talking to each other. Like, they're going to say, oh, the guy who was charming on Tinder fucking cream-pined me after 75 seconds. And then just dusted himself off and said, I bid you adieu.
I have more Tindering to do.
Yeah, it's not going to get around as long as you weren't an asshole about it. They'll be like, oh, he's a shit fuck, but he had the money to take me to Chipotle.
He actually picked some up on the way over to my dorm room.
Yeah, exactly. They're going by college kid standards.
He actually knew what a clitoris was.
Yeah.
I was pleased.
We watched one episode on Netflix.
Yeah, we watched some Venture Brothers, and then he ate my ass and jacked himself off. I give the experience a 7.
It was a good Tuesday. What if you could rate your Tinder hookups? That would be great.
Well, there's like a site for that. What is it? Lulu? Is it? It's because Lululemon is like a clothing thing, right?
But that's Lulu, where you like talk about your guy friends or some shit.
No,
it's
I think it's
stupid.
Guys you've dated and fucked. Go on.
Profiles
for them on Lulu.
Yeah.
Because I think my chick like hunted for me on Lulu. I guess no one who's ever sucked my cock wants to own up to it.
And no one's admitting it.
It's like, have you ever fucked John Papagiorgio? No.
It's only for guys, though, I think, right?
There's no chick version.
It's the same
Lulu.
Problem with Yelp, though. You're only going to get, like, really good or really bad experiences on there. It's going to be a disproportionate
number
like of
bad. It's like the Yelp of dick.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, it's much.
I think I'm looking for some Thai dick within a 5-mile radius.
But you got to read those reviews closely, because it's like, all right, what really happened? What didn't you like about your specific experience? Is it more of a problem with you than the restaurant?
The AIDS really set me off. It was all good until that.
No, you're right about that, Howard. Like, Yelp is a completely, it's either maybe what, if it's a great place with the legit reviews, there's going to be one negative for every 3 to 4 positives, which is a shit ratio. Or it's some guy who just stuffed the ballot box. And he couldn't help but like be way too specific in what he told his friends to write. And it's like, I went to this car dealership and I wasn't enjoying it too much until Carlos C came along.
Yeah.
Carlos C made my shopping experience great. And it's like every fucking, you just type in F3 Carlos C.
Yeah.
And it's like hit. Right. Okay, fuck you, Carlos C. I know what you did. You inelegant bastard, you.
Carlos C was just waiting.
Speaking of
that.
Fucking and cream pies.
Yeah.
We like Arena on this show. I didn't say love, but we like you.
I don't like you anyways.
But while I was eating my 2 massive Twix bars as my snack.
You're thinking of me.
Getting my energy up. Yeah. Anytime I shove anything phallic in my lips, I'm like, oh, Arena's giant clitoris.
I actually watched some porn recently with a giant clitoris and kind of
I hate that shit.
Scared me.
Yeah, backdoor to China. I've watched China.
I think the girl was Asian.
No. Backdoor to China is the wrestler China getting DP'd.
Did she have a large clitoris?
Well, back when she was like taking fucking so many roids that she almost had like testicles growing in her labia. Yeah, she had fucking a clit like Christ knows what.
Oh my God.
Like a chimpanzee's toe. As we're going for primate toe genital comparisons here. She really had a beefaroo.
Ew.
It looked like a muscular bat wing, that clit hook.
Oh my God.
It's like, I can't think of like a food to describe it. Like one of those shiitake mushrooms that's been pickled.
Yeah, it's like a goddamn Vienna sausage that you put chicken skin around. It's like a little cape. It's disgusting. But you had said, you give these inane throwaways sometimes, and I want to mention it on air.
Oh, my one regret in life?
Yeah, I'm like stuffing my face and doing levels and shit, and out of nowhere I hear from Arena like, my one regret in life is not fucking Derek Jeter that time I could have at my, a birthday party?
My anniversary dinner with my ex.
Anniversary dinner with an ex.
We were at Capitol Grill. This is like years ago.
I want to hear all about this because I want to know when Derek Jeter would have dumped a load in you.
Yeah, it was after they lost to the Orioles.
Well, I'm not saying you're unattractive. I'm just saying Derek Jeter like fucks like, you know, who celebs and shit.
So hey, he likes sloppy Russian hoes on the side.
Okay, I mean, that is pretty legit that he was...
I clean up really well.
Okay.
He's inching towards 40 now, so I don't know how much...
This was about...
Derek Jeter could fuck anyone until he's 70-something.
Oh, yeah, about, but I mean, it's like, how often is he going to like get a little side action now? Because you're talking how many years ago?
This was like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
I think as long as chicks who grew up watching him... Once they've, they're still legal, he'll have shit to fuck. Like,
the
story's
kind of funny. The story's kind of funny.
Let's hear it.
My ex and
I. This is a funny show.
I'm very low maintenance. So, my ex and I were going out for our anniversary dinner.
To the Capitol Grill?
Well, we were going to go.
Which is like 75 a plate, right?
I'm low maintenance because I was like, I don't care where we go. I just want seafood. And so he was like,
can I clarify?
Really upset because I just wanted to go somewhere low maintenance.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Capitol Grill took my brother, Dear Will.
It is. It's expensive. It's delicious.
Well, it's weird you said seafood and it takes you there because it's one of those steakhouses that has like its own little wine cooler for the patrons in the middle.
If you let me finish.
It has like bear heads and elk heads and shit on the wall.
Yeah, it's really nice. Well, the thing is, I wanted seafood, but the place that I wanted to go to had a really huge wait. We didn't make reservations.
Long John Silver?
I think it was like the Phillips Seafood Place or whatever in Baltimore.
Phillips sucks.
Yeah, now it does. Now I know. I'm glad we didn't end up going there, but... So he's like, well, can we please go to this place? Because he wanted to take me there. And I was like, fine, let's just go there.
So you are low maintenance getting a meal that will run about 150 with booze. Continue.
I'm Jewish. What do you want?
That is Yid low maintenance.
So.
Let the record show that John has never tried to date anybody in like New York City or anywhere else.
No, don't get me wrong.
Have you ever had a Jewish girlfriend, actually?
I've fucked with a lot of Jew broads. I don't know if I've ever like dated any of them.
That's
they
smart.
Like always griefed me. It was like fooling around with my mom for the most part, except not as sexy.
So we go to this.
Thanks for the silence.
We go to Capitol Grill and we don't have a reservation there either. It's a Saturday night and the Orioles just play the Yankees. I didn't really even realize that because like. Just putting up the nagging.
It's not 1968. No one gives a fuck about the pennant chase. Continue.
I was like really annoyed about my fucking boyfriend's bitching.
Howard's looking at me quizzically. I was merely comically noting the diminished stature of baseball in today's world, good friend.
I was offended. That's on behalf true. Of all baseball fans.
Yeah, you guys are still loyal to it. You know, the average viewer of the World Series last year was like 48 or some shit.
Yeah, no wonder he likes it. There's a lot of Asians that play now.
When the Donald Sterlings of this world are gone, baseball will die with it.
Was that a Jew joke?
Struggling.
Nah, just old people. Like, racism and baseball will exit the world at the same time.
Oh, wow.
That's so fucked up, but it's so funny.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So right, we go into the Capitol Grill, and we're standing in line. We're standing in line behind Derek Jeter. It was just...
Now, why,
him and his friend.
If he was in Baltimore, Capitol Grill, Tyson's, Virginia, suburb.
We were the one
in Baltimore right next to.
Oh, okay. So he finished the game. He showered.
Yeah, I guess.
Describe that.
Yeah, I was there for all that.
Okay.
So we come into the Capitol Grill, and I'm blind as fuck without my glasses. And for like a second, I thought it was my cousin, Andrew.
That was the situation.
That was the situation. No, he kind of looked like my cousin, and I, like, came up to him, and I was like, hey. And then I was like, oh, wait. I was like, sorry, I thought you were my cousin Andrew. You're totally not. And I go
back.
Did
you know who it was? Or
no, what? I didn't realize
it. Did
he
think that was funny? Did he just, like, oh? Because he thought you were coming up to talk to Derek Jeter. He's like, Andrew. Oh, Sorry.
I think he was just like, whatever, you know, like right. this shit happens to me all day long. I don't remember anything after that, but he was like, you know, kept looking back at me and I was like, hey, you know, like,
How often do you pull this Mr. Magoo shit?
I used to do it all the time and then people give me shit for it. And I was like, you know what? The only people that give me shit for it are my friends.
Do you have contacts in currently or what?
No, I really need to.
You drove here.
I know.
Terrible. Who's from Maryland? Who's from Maryland? You're one of those drivers.
We go sit at our table, and my then boyfriend, who was born in the Bronx, like huge Yankees fan, like Yankee Stadium is in his backyard, basically. And
he must have very valuable property then. Continue.
So he's like a huge, no, he's Puerto Rican. He's not Jewish, if that's what you're hinting at.
Oh, why'd you do that to your parents?
He was half Italian. So he's like nutting his pants because Derek Jeter's there. And he's like, do you know who that is? I was like, oh, yeah, that is Jeter. And he's like, Derek Jeter goes to the bathroom. And he's like, hey. And he like he came over and talked to us for a second. He was really nice.
Who, Derek Jeter did?
Yeah, he was really nice. And like my ex is going all fanboy on him. And so like then he like.
You remember that time you hit that home run and it won the game? Fucking unbelievable.
Let me call my dad. Like he called his fucking dad.
Oh, what a piece of shit.
He really is a piece of shit. I recently saw him.
Now he's your ex, so he can do no right. But I'm saying, like, as a woman.
It's not true.
Did your pussy just, like, die like a flower on the stem? Just hearing him gush like this for a man? Like, let me call my dad. This is the highlight of my existence.
No, I mean, because he's, like, he is a soldier. So, I'm like the little things in life.
Oh, so now I'm making fun of a soldier. Way to fuck me.
That's not what I meant at all.
Howard, like,
you're like the Donald Sterling of the military world. Papa Georgia.
I guess maybe if I met Schwarzenegger, maybe I would have called my dad. And he really didn't give a shit for Schwarzenegger. He thought he was half a fag compared to John Wayne.
I think it's Schwarzenegger. I don't think you have to say it like that.
What? Was I using the hard N?
Yeah.
Okay. No, it slips out. I mean, I don't know of anyone my dad geeked for that hard, really. Like, right. If I met a celeb, it would have needed to be like, hey, I met Sophia Loren in her heyday and she wants a train. Like, that's the kind of call he would want.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, he'd be like, eat your fucking meal and fuck your fucking girlfriend. Yeah.
Give her the business, son. Make daddy proud.
Yeah, he'd be happy considering I got, like, no puss while he was alive. He'd be like, I thought you were queer. Go back to trying to get some.
I was certain.
Before I changed my mind.
I was certain you're getting
banged. Okay, so
in the
he calls
door.
His dad about Jeter.
Yeah.
And when does Jeter trying to fuck you enter the picture?
I mean, he just kept, like, winking at me every time he went to the bathroom.
Maybe he just wanted you to wipe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe that's his thing. He's just that lazy.
I was trying to be a good girlfriend on my anniversary
dinner. So, wait. Every time, how far are you sitting from Jeter?
I don't even know where they were sitting. I think they were in a private room because...
He's Jeter.
There's really nobody in the restaurant, so I don't know why they would need one.
I feel like I'm performing the cross-examination of my cousin Vinny with the magic grits and shit like that. You claimed you couldn't fucking identify this guy after bumping into him. And now across the restaurant, he's winking at you every time.
No, the bathroom was behind us.
He has to jet his prostate.
The bathroom was like behind where I was sitting. And
sounds like you had some killer seats.
There was really, you don't have reservations.
It was next to the... There's really nobody in the restaurant. It was next to the giant aquarium, and that's why I wanted to sit there.
Okay. And so you're right next to the shitter. Yeah. And he's walking by every time.
Like, I mean, I don't know. What did he go to the bathroom, like, twice? Every time he walked by, he was like...
So both times.
Yeah.
Let's not run with the English language. When it's two, it's both. So both times he walked by...
Oh, three times. I'm sorry. Other than
three
the...
Three times.
Other than the time he came over and actually talked to us.
It sounds like he really has to shit or he has a baby's bladder.
No, this was when...
Do you think maybe he was trying to tap this ass?
I think maybe he was on the juice and he had a prostate like a fucking goat's head.
Why don't you give me some fucking credit, you douche face?
Actually, my brain went to, that's
Kegels.
When they didn't like bust people for cheating yet.
But how?
So.
I don't like. I overanalyze. You're right.
Do you think he just winks at people and I overestimated my chances?
But like, what would be the game? Like, oh, this chick thinks I'm taking monster shits every 5 minutes. Wink, wink. Like, I don't know.
I
would make another excuse than heading to the crapper. So you think he was walking past you and wink at Howard the way Derek winked at you? Because I want to analyze it.
He was like,
so what happened?
Like one of those.
To me, it's just one of those like, hey, you're hot type acknowledgments where he's Derek Jeter. Like if he does that enough,
he's like,
somebody's
would
just
you?
Gonna come up.
Do you yeah. want to?
Kind Basically, like he doesn't. Like, you can come sit with me if, like...
If you did that to me
because he didn't know it was your anniversary, right?
I would fucking throw you over the rails.
I'm Derek Jeter, and you're a hot 21-year-old girl.
I mean, I'd hold out for, what's-his-shits from the Nationals. He's more age-appropriate for me.
Bryce Harper?
There we go.
That's weird.
Bryce Harper wasn't even born yet.
That kid needs a haircut.
He is sexy.
That's what the kids find attractive today, Howard. The beard and the hair.
He's sexy. I like a man with a beard.
Yeah.
Not you,
yeah.
A man with a beard.
So, why didn't you fuck Jeter? Your boyfriend.
Because I was a good girlfriend.
You weren't, though. Your boyfriend is such a fanboy, he would have fucking eaten the cream pie.
He probably would have.
Yeah.
He would have fucking had you squeeze the rest into an open mayo jar.
I might have said that. I might have said that because he's married now and we might have recently fucked.
Oh.
And so, I was like, everything was a lie. I should have fucked Derek Jeter.
Wait, when did you see Jeets? Was this?
This was like 7 years ago.
Okay. Oh, wait. Oh, this is during the World Series slump. He wasn't getting any rings for a while.
No, he got one.
That's why he's trying to bake some Maryland tail.
That's why he's down a peg or two.
Nah, he likes that.
Face. Back in 07.
He probably has a nice taste for Dundalk skink, right?
A fine vintage.
I showered that day.
So did you at least tell did you ever tell the boyfriend? He probably jacked off thinking about that. He's like, yeah, tell me how Derek almost fucked you.
We talked about it in the car, like on the way home.
Yeah, he probably had a visible rod. Fucking cuckold.
He did have a huge dick. Anyways. Well.
It certainly killed all momentum.
I think you're alone to that cockled shit. You talk about that a lot.
It's just hilarious. It's more because Opie and Anthony will talk about it nonstop. And so then Will and I make fun of it. When did you fuck the boyfriend again? Like, so 7 years ago you're together.
2 weeks ago.
Oh. And how long has he been married?
Okay, creepy ass shit. He got married the day before my birthday last year and called to tell me to stop his wedding.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a cry for help.
Yeah.
That's definitely a cry for help.
Is it? Or is he just like looking for a last fuck out of her? Was he,
I don't
was
know.
Was he local or no?
No, we were really far away. I was in Colorado. I don't know where.
He could have been playing a long game, though.
I don't know. It sounds
I don't
like
know. He's nuts.
After the fact, sounds like he wasn't that excited to get married after all.
Yeah,
so.
But if you say that, even
we
if you're
were
happy
actually
in the
engaged.
Marriage,
we were engaged.
What?
And
how many times have you been engaged?
He's the only guy I've been engaged to.
When were you engaged? How old were you? I know you 23? Lie about your age. Okay, so that was like 14 years ago.
Yeah.
You're engaged.
I was like 23, 24.
How badly did your parents hate his Christian ass?
My mom loved him. My dad wasn't down with the non-whiteness.
Well, yeah. I mean, half Puerto Rican is pretty white.
That's what I said.
It's white enough.
But I'm glad we didn't get married because he would be cheating on my ass now.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you know what? He's been married twice since we broke up.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he sounds like a real go-getter, that one. Like, he really has his shit together.
Sometimes I feel like shitty, like I fucked that up. I fucked him up, you know?
Are you serious? You have that level of empathy?
A little bit.
You can't respect the fucking show, and you shit all over this, and yet you're asinine to feel like you ruined some. I guess maybe that's just ego. You're like, I left him, and he's been ruined for life.
Dude, why isn't shit worked out? Why is he always reaching out to me? But then I feel like maybe there's bitches before me. He does that too.
I keep up.
I don't know. I don't even want to think about it because fucks my head up so much.
Yeah, anytime I'm doing anything, yeah. Like, I've calmed down with it recently because I've tried not to be a piece of human shit in one relationship. But, like, I used to always holler at exes if I ended well with them. Did you guys end well or?
I broke his heart and he let me know. But
by what,
then
shitting on your doorstep? This is what you did to me, cunt.
There were some disgusting messages and some really shitty things were said.
I want to hear about this.
I don't remember. It was so long ago.
I
want to
hear about your breakup.
It was so long ago.
Did you guys get de-engaged or were you broken up and then it was like, give me my ring back, you grifting
Jew?
No,
I gave him the ring back. I'm not a dick. I wasn't trying to keep the ring out of it.
I like serious.
I mean,
Serena.
I've always had an issue with staying in contact with exes because to the extent I've tried, there's this moment down the road where we have a conversation and they ask me to be emotionally involved in a way where a boyfriend normally would be. And then I'm just like, you know what? This argument is something that would have happened when we were together.
Do they come right out and say be emotionally involved in this argument?
No, but
or
like,
you just feel like you need to be?
No, like basically they leveled up to like let's go back to the old times.
The old dynamic.
Except
you,
we're not.
Are you tapping that at the time?
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
we don't have sex, and yet you're asking me
to
like,
take grief.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I think we should stop talking because this is not worth it. If you're gonna be a jerk on the phone or whatever, I don't think that we should talk anymore. So I've never really had things work out because the moment we start fighting like we used to and we're not together, I'm
like, you're not fucking it out afterwards, too.
Yeah, I never had that problem except for with this dude because I was friends with all my exes and I told them that we would be friends one day, which I regret now. But
why do you regret that, though? You can easily just block him on everything.
I did.
Okay.
Not on the fucking pussypage.com.
I'm just
fucking found his way inside that a couple weeks ago.
I guess
how the fuck did he get in touch if you blocked him on everything? Smoke signals?
No. I blocked him now because now I realize like I need to get him the fuck out of my life.
Oh, now after you fuck him, you're like, maybe that wasn't a good idea. Why? Was the fucking bad?
No, it was really good.
Did his wife come home in the middle of it?
No, she wasn't anywhere around. She was at home.
Oh, okay. So what? He's in New York again or?
No, he lives in south.
Okay.
Way south of here.
In
North Carolina.
So he's in North Carolina with a wife, and
he
came back to the area.
And we just went to hang out.
Dumb woman doesn't think a man returning to his stomping grounds isn't going to just fuck whatever.
A 24-year-old stupid ass one.
God bless her.
Yeah.
I don't think that's necessary.
She waited for his ass for like a year while he was in Afghanistan or wherever. And they barely know each other.
Oh, wow. That's rough.
Or they meet on AIM?
Probably on like Adult Friend Finder or something.
The last four people using that service?
Those two. And well, now there's only two left on there.
Good Lord.
He's a piece of work.
Wow, Arena. How many married guys have you banged?
Knowingly one.
This one? That's
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I did.
Knowingly is all that counts. I'm sorry.
I hooked up with this guy in San Diego when I was there for a bachelorette party once. And like the weird thing was he was really hot. I didn't realize he was married until like later when he told me. But
when he put the car seat back in.
No, they had this sweet ass huge hotel room at the Ivy in San Diego. And like we had one right across the street. So we were partying with them on the rooftop and then they had the after party in there. We were a bachelorette party and they were a bachelor party. So, like, we had a bouncer from the rooftop.
Everyone had to fuck, right, Howard?
Yeah, like.
What's that?
If it's like a bachelorette party meets a bachelor party.
Somebody's fucking.
Yeah, yeah.
With a stripper pool in the room, like, chained up beds.
Yeah, everyone.
Like,
has
a full bar.
It really bothers me. Like, the last bachelor party I went to as well, only guy who got laid was married. I was just like, basically.
With his wife? Or?
No.
Okay, well.
No, he just picked up a couple hookers.
He had to fuck a hooker?
What's that?
That's just sad.
Because he was really trying to like be there for his friend and like show him a good time.
Oh, and get him hookers and then the guy.
Well, no. Ostensibly, the hookers were for the bachelor, but that's not true. Because he was ordering them.
Oh, was it a guy?
And the guy was like,
blonde,
no,
and he got,
I'm
like,
about
two
to get
Asians.
Married. The guy was good. He's like, no, I'm about to get married. I could never lie. Like, I'm a terrible liar, so this is not happening. And then, like, he's just like, well, fine.
You pushed me to this.
Well, no, he's like, why don't you guys get going? So, like, the rest would have to clear out. It was weird.
Wait, so he kicked everyone else out of
the
room?
Dude, we're in Vegas, so we're not getting kicked out. We're going to go play blackjack. But it's just like, give me a couple hours.
Yeah, but in
nobody
Vegas,
come back
like,
for a little bit.
Hotel rooms are $15. They're nothing.
No, we went baller, man. And he paid for most of it because okay. I feel bad.
He was the one getting the hooker.
Well, I mean, if
well,
he,
no, he was winning at blackjack.
If he paid for the room, if he solely paid for the room.
He didn't solely, but he paid more than half. And we had a baller set up.
I guess, yeah, well, like, he could tell you to get the fuck out for 2 hours.
And
as long as he's very explicit about where fucking took place afterwards. So you could avoid it.
No, I mean, he had a bed.
Okay.
He had a bed and, like, all of us knew not to, like, go anywhere fucking near.
I just don't get it. Like, you're in Vegas. You don't have to fuck a hooker. You just fuck
yes
a real
and
girl.
No. If you're a married dude, you just don't want to mess around with it.
That's
because it's like, why would you fuck some chick and then she gets real psycho about it and, like, finds you on Facebook and tells your wife and shit like that? Like, if you're a married dude, it makes perfect sense to me that you just get some chick who's like, give me your money and you're draining it.
Yeah, that's what hookers are for, married guys. Yeah.
And I think you can also pick up in Vegas if you really want to, because that's a place
Arena
where nobody's
goes there all
really,
the time.
Nobody's really there thinking
nothing.
Like, oh, this is going to work out in the future. You know, that's not what Vegas is for.
Yeah.
You're not going to have that worry there. It's just it's a time thing.
But
like, how much time did
he
really
have
to go out?
He was hanging with you the whole time, and he's like, look, I need 2 hours to get my dick sucked.
But it's not like we were going out to go meet girls.
Yeah.
This is not a group of guys where it's like, yo, let's go to the club. Let's... Like,
exactly.
The groom was not going to have, the bachelor was not going to have any of
it.
He's like, no.
If you're not big socializers and he's got a time window of like 3 hours, he's getting a fucking professional.
Well,
what
but I mean, like,
do?
He could have gone off.
With his dick out?
He could have gone off. Basically, I guess he was trying to be a good friend because he could have gone off and done this on his own, but he's like, no, I'm going to be here for my boy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like,
that's what being
when
a
I
good
need to get my rocks
is.
Off, I'm just going to go, like, meet this girl off of Craigslist and, like, I'll be back in a couple.
Back
so,
page,
I mean,
don't lie.
Yeah, back
you know,
page.
No, he's like, he's sitting at the blackjack table, like, sending emails or whatever.
I think
just,
there's, what, erotic yeah. review, too? Sorry, I got a friend who's deep into that shit.
He's
but
all
yeah,
into
I
hookers.
Mean, like, we're all hanging out while he's sending emails to, like, get girls to come up. So,
yeah.
It was just weird. It was very weird.
Huh.
But he was a good friend because he didn't, like, go spend all this time away from us while he was doing
he's
all
lucky
there
were prompt. Like I said, the last time I went there, a buddy of mine was working a chick, I want to say, 12, 1 p.m., something like that. He initially puts out the feelers. That bitch was not at his door till 10:30. Like, we had left for dinner. I was like, when do you need us gone? He's like, she should be here. I wound up fucking walking the strip, I'm not kidding, till like 11:30. I got the all clear. I'm like, what kind of fuck marathon did you have? He's like, no, it was an hour session. Bitch was just tardy.
Yeah, no, like, this guy was definitely cool about it, where it's just, he
wait,
got
was
the call.
It just his friend or a hooker? That came.
No, it was a hooker.
That's oh. weird. Yeah.
I thought hookers would be more timely.
Yeah, I think what happened, apparently, they heard our voices in the background initially because I was just talking
to him. More?
Well, no, she thought, yeah, it was going to be like a Leaving Las Vegas scenario where I was going to like jump out with like clown makeup on, my dick out, and then run, you know, DP her. And it's like, no, you're just taking care of the one guy.
What happens in Leaving Las Vegas? Isn't that movie with Nicolas Cage and Courtney Cox?
Elizabeth Courtney Thorne Smith. Nice. Going deep there on the blondes. Elizabeth Shue, and I think there's a scene near the end where one frat guy or a couple frat guys pay. Like,
I've never seen it.
She's feeling even more down on the dumps than she usually does because she's a hooker and she's in love with Nick Cage, who's impotently drinking his way to death. And she, I don't know if she's hired to handle all of them. I know she's smart. She's not trying to like go with four guys at once. And after a bit of time, they're like, ah, fuck this. And they just start like wailing on her and shit. And like taking as much as you can rape a hooker. You can.
Wait, they're like,
I said that factually. You can rape a hooker.
I think that's called shoplifting.
Oh, there you go. yeah, so they all fuck her up pretty bad. And then I think
they beat her up.
Yeah, and I think there's like a scene. I always reference this on the show where she's like hunched over in the shower and you see like blood leaking out of the caboose. And yeah, it's not so good.
Oh my god,
it's pretty bad.
So what happened in good news today? That's
yeah.
so sad.
I wonder if there are outtakes of like filming that.
Oh, or she's just laughing with him.
Yeah, it's just like,
I told you not to eat garlic before the scene. Back on your knees, whore.
On Entertainment Tonight, special outtakes from Leaving Las Vegas.
Do you need it? Do you need me to bleed out of my ass some more? Do we need, or was that last day good?
Yeah, just smear another.
Can we get makeup in here?
It's so great. It's like those little blood caps you take as a Dracula for Halloween.
Just pop them in her ass.
Yeah, you're using them as suppositories.
Ew.
I almost wanted to see that movie until you told me that end scene.
It's been popping up on HBO a ton, and it's one of those things Will never flip away from it. So I've
Your brother's a sick fuck. That's probably like his foreplay, that scene at the end.
I haven't seen that. I know there's a scene where she tries to pick up R. Lee Ermey in a casino, and he has like a fucking piece on and stuff like that, and it's really funny. Yeah, I had to identify him on voice alone because would not guess from the rest of it. I'm like, is that fucking Hartman? Sure enough, it was. I believe it was. I have never established that. Oh my god, you were talking earlier when you mentioned Jeter.
Yeah.
Again, before the show, as I violate your confidence further, when you think of things being said in safety before the mic is on.
It never happens.
This will teach you. You said, like, I would have fucked him. I would enjoy herpes.
Oh, I jokingly said.
Yeah.
I could have gotten herpes with from Cameron
Jeter.
Diaz.
Yeah, because what? Allegedly, you're saying she has herpes and then
no,
gave
that
it
was
to him,
just a joke. Because she's dated every athlete. And
it's got me thinking, though. Is there like a level of person hot enough? And I'm not saying like you're committed to them.
That you'd get herpes from?
That you'd chance it.
That no. Like, herpes
no, that's
is
your
forever.
Health, man. Yeah.
Because the other day.
That itch don't make you feel loved.
The other day, there was a photo of Rihanna in like a top. And I don't know what she was selling, but she was just bent over. This was like fucking dog kennel insemination bent over in heat shit. Like that ass was out and you're like, my god, if I were behind that, I would be powerless to not just pull it out of my pants and stick it in. The whole thing isn't the rumor that she has El Herpo.
And that's why Chris Brown beat her up.
Yeah.
Because she gave him
El Herpo. Than most celebs, the rumors have made the rounds that she has herpes. And I was just thinking, like, would I, especially if it was just an active swamp down there, like it was just full blown,
ooh,
the pustules are popping.
Ooh, stop.
Would I?
Stop. Would you see that and then want to carry on?
If I saw those, tell me if we line up on this, Howard. If I saw those sores, I couldn't touch that part. But like wherever there wasn't an open sore, like I'd take a dick sucking, even if the downstairs was just a train wreck.
Oh, man.
What
if you've gotten that far, it's pretty hard to like not at least.
Yeah, we'd all take hand jobs, right?
Jesus.
Like all hand release. You could have AIDS. Like you'd let Magic Johnson finger you for, right?
I don't know how to answer that.
I'm not saying after he's eating sea urchins or fucking shaving. Just
I'd probably have the cure for AIDS in me then.
You'd say it for the hell of it, maybe. Would you? Like,
I'm not like attracted to Magic Johnson.
Nah, just in the abstract. Let's say Channing Tatum's got the hivy.
Oh, I'm not into him either. Let me think of a guy that I'm into.
Derek Jeter.
Yeah,
no,
Jeter.
I don't think he's attractive.
Then who?
Let's see. I'm trying to think. Who would you?
Raul Julia.
Who would you?
Who's
Raul Julia?
Who would I what?
Who would you let give you herpes?
I wouldn't, if the contract specifically said I'm contracting herpes.
Like you have to get it.
I think the answer would be no one.
Yeah.
But if like.
You had to chance that they might have it.
If I had to chance it and I'm wearing a condom. I mean, a lot of celebs, I'd have to say. Just
that's
for
weird.
The,
maybe like Mark Paul Glosher in his.
Wait, what?
In the college
fuck?
Years.
Because it's one experience.
Zach Morris.
Glosher?
Zach Morris.
Mark Paul Gosselaar. You can't just make up names. You can't be like
Gosh,
Dustin Rubenstein, that lovely Screech fellow. Wow, Zach.
Diamond.
Out of everyone, you'd fuck Zach. Okay, so Zach has AIDS. And he just he finishes a rib dinner. And then he holds out his two digits.
Why does he just have to have had a rib dinner?
I want the sauce smeared on there. You're getting a yeast infection after this show.
That's worse than AIDS. Have you ever had yeast infection?
All right, fine. He's been eating buffalo wings, but he uses the wet nap. And then he just holds them out.
It's a sterile environment.
He fucking holds out two fingers.
Yeah, I just told
like
you.
He's about to karate chop a pencil.
I would chance it with him.
Okay. You would let
I feel like
Zach...
there's someone else, too. I'll try to think of him. But I want to hear your guys' choices.
I just wouldn't. I don't think I could.
You're just chancing it. You're not really going to do this,
well, I don't
Howard.
Know. I guess, yeah, you'd be safe getting fingered as long as, again, he didn't have cuts
actually,
all over.
Actually, that Zac Efron boy.
Like, what if he was, like, full-blown AIDS and
he'd
just
he
done 6 hours of origami?
That's so weird.
I would let Zac Efron give me AIDS.
Wow. That's love.
He's pretty hot. But then he would have to stay with me after.
See, this is what I'm saying. Like, if you're actually dating
somebody, it's much more
somebody,
lasting
it's
than a
very
ring,
different.
Isn't it?
You're talking about, like, a one and done. And then the rest of your life, any time you try to go home for a night, I mean, you're morally obligated to disclose if you were to contract that sort of disease that you have it.
Well, I think you legally have to now.
Yeah, I mean, there's like civil and possibly criminal repercussions, but I'm just saying, like, as a moral principle,
at least
you
if
have
they send
to
you to jail
people.
For giving someone AIDS, you're going to be safe in jail.
No, you're not. That jail has a horrible AIDS rate.
Yeah.
That much more than the fact you're getting your rectum ripped is what makes that shit horrible. It's like you're getting your human, you know, your humanity taken from you and your masculinity called in question. You're also getting a nice big load of AIDS injected into your broken anus to then fester and make its way through your system. That's the real insult on top of the injury.
Literally.
So you're asking anyone that I'd risk it with. See, again, like you just tell me they have the herp, but
how
it's
about
not-
Jenna Dewan, Channing Tatum's wife?
Yeah,
she's hot.
I mean, again, you're saying a certain caliber of chick, just looks wise, I wouldn't risk it. Like she could be a 10 but not famous, and I'd probably pass because yeah, herpes is not fun. But if they're famous. And they're not full blown, like to the
famous.
To the point where I put on a condom and it's still like I'm going to get it all over where the condom wasn't, like a graffiti stencil. Like it's just going to be a condom shaped stencil of where herpes isn't on my dick. I'd pass that. But if they're just like, hey, it's a crapshoot. She has it, but I don't see anything open. A lot of famous hot girls. Sure. What the fuck? Whatever.
All right.
It isn't always easy coming up with segments. I'd get a herpes segment out of it, and I fucked a famous chick segment. 90 minutes. Wow. 90 minutes. Like,
see, but if you got the herp, like, that'd be just a lifetime of shows.
It'd be a segment every month.
Yeah.
Oh, my joints hurt, and I can't stop scratching these sores on my dick. It blows my mind.
Does herpes make your joints hurt?
You know, there was a time, it was a bit on Don and Mike, where I think three or four people had to call in and describe having herp or something like that. And the gag was three of them didn't have it and one did or some shit.
Oh, wow.
And one guy was like describing his mom having it and she did have it and he was pretending it was him. And it was like growing up, she would just like whenever she was stressed, it would kick in and she would, yeah, like, it sounded like almost had flu-like symptoms. It fucking sounded horrible. The way he described it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
how
gross.
Did his mom get a herpes?
She's a whore. I don't know. Being dumb. I don't know, man.
I'm like sad. I'm like, how did his mom get herpes? Herpes like, she's starved to death.
That shit creeps me out to no end.
Yeah.
I live in fear of that anytime I go
me
bareback.
Me too. That's why I try to fuck a
yeah,
few
because
it, amount of people as
well,
possible.
Well, no, if you're wearing condoms, that's the great thing. Even me, and I'm a germ nut. But if I wear a condom or I just got a blowjob or whatever, I'll fuck around. I don't fucking care. But anytime I go up raw in some broad, I am staring at my dick like a magic eye poster. And I'm always just, oh, that part's getting red. Fuck, what did I give
myself?
You're
like the hooker on Legit with the light flashlight on your dick.
Yeah, just every...
No light, no sex.
Every piss I take. That was a Police song. Every piss I take, I'm looking at my dick and I'm like, what are you growing, you fucking traitor? And it's looking back up at me
burn,
like, you did this to me, Dad.
You put me in places I didn't want to go.
Yeah. Ugh, horrible, horrible shit. Oh, did you make the rappy rappy?
Yeah, can we wrap it up? I'm sleepy.
I thought you had something to do. I know Howard does, though, but yeah, we can
go
out on that.
I do have stuff to do.
No, you don't. What, fuck more married men? Ruin more marriages?
Zing.
Yeah, I can't ruin something that's not already dead.
Piece of home wrecking shit. All right.
I can't help it if I got a nice puss.
Arena,
keep
them
coming
you.
Back for more.
Howard, thank you. You want to tweet Howard? It's at what the F and Heezy. He's on Twitter all the time. He lives on that shit. When was your last tweet?
I've tweeted probably twice this month.
I just tweeted.
Nice. Good for you. Arena is a Mile High Jew. There you go.
Yep.
Just Mile High Jew, not a Mile High Jew. That was me forgetting the name for a second. She's on Twitter and Instagram under that. I'm John Papagiorgio. It's at Papa's Basement on Twitter and Instagram for me. In Papa's Basement is the show's website. Go there for 2 episodes a week of this fine program, as well as my writing once or twice a week. Let's see, you got inpapasbasement.com/iTunes. If you do the iTunes thing, that really, really helps us if you can go there and subscribe and give us a nice rating.
Give us some love.
If you do the Stitcher mobile app, it's inpapasbasement.com/Stitcher. I made some very easy URLs, so hopefully you guys can share them. Last but not least, facebook.com/papasbasement. I know Facebook is getting abandoned like a fucking plague city in the 1500s or 15th century, whatever. See, I know dates and shit. But if you still stick around for the Facebook thing, I'm pretty active on there as well. All right, till the next one. We're out of here.
Mwah.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.